This is a recording of the March 18, 2020 Special Board of Directors meeting to convene immediately following the Audit and Finance Committee meeting at the Chugach Boardroom.
In the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, God, indivisible. With liberty and justice for all.
I think we have. It's the first time I've ever said it on the phone.
A little delay. Just a little delay.
And here for roll call in the room, we have Director Crawford and myself. And online, we have Director Chastain, Director Reeves, Director Parks, Director Henderson, and Director Hollis. And in the room, we have Connie and Sherry and Matt and Arden and Lee. In addition, just worth mentioning for those online. And at this time, I will entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
I'll take the move from Director Reeves and the second from Director Henderson. We have no persons to be heard. We have no consent agenda. We have no CEO reports and correspondence, no director reports, and no unfinished business, which brings us immediately to new business. So item 8A, COVID public health threat.
So I don't know if there's any questions, but we've got a draft resolution for you to consider, consistent with what's been requested by the board. So I think you've all had a chance to review it, but if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Any questions? I don't see any questions, which means that we can entertain the motion. So can I get a motion? I'm stuck on the counting.
I don't have that motion.
Yeah, you don't have it.
Madam Chair, I can make the motion.
Okay.
Motion number one. I move to waive the 7-day rule as provided in board policy number 202, section 3. And motion number two, I move to approve the attached board resolution addressing board meeting attendance limitations and requirements during the COVID-19 public health threat.
Second.
Yep.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion?
I'd like to just make a comment that I totally support the move to waive the 7-day rule, because we really wouldn't have had these actions by the CDC and Mayor Berkowitz and others, that would have allowed us to have that, to have provide 7-day notice to the members.
All right. With that, I will entertain the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And any opposed? All right, the motion carries, and I'm going to do one more thing, which is delegate Harry Crawford to be the secretary, since Stuart is not in person, so that Harry can sign the resolution. Does that work?
Works.
Yeah, we're good? Okay. Was there a comment, Director Parks?
Good with Matt. Yeah, as long as that's good with Matt, I approve, or
yep.
I request Harry Crawford to sign for myself as secretary.
I just have a little note here and a nod from from Matt, so I think we're good. And with that, I will turn the meeting back over to Chair Chastain.
All right, thank you. So next up, under new business, we have some motions to make based on the outcome of the Audit and Finance Committee that we just had. So first item is item B, accepting the 2019 independent audited financial statements. Is there a motion?
Madam Chair,
Madam Chair. I will defer to Director Morse.
Madam Chair, I move that the Board of Directors accept the 2019 independent audited financial statements of the Chugach Electric Association Incorporated and footnotes as presented by KPMG and management.
Second.
All right. I will take the second from Director Hollis. Is there any further discussion on the motion for the audited financial statements? Okay, hearing none, and I assume seeing none. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. We will move on to item C, which is the SEC Form 10-K filing. Is there a motion for that?
Madam Chair, I will move that the Board of Directors approve the management file, approve that management file the Securities and Exchange Commission Form 10-K by the due date, incorporating any amendments to the document, which will be reviewed and approved by KPMG. Mr. Hayhurst and Ms. Hires will immediately inform the board in writing of any material or significant changes.
Second.
All right, seconded by Director Morse. Is there any discussion on that item? Hearing none and seeing none, all those in favor of approving the motion say aye.
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 All right, any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes unanimously. And we will move on to item D, which is the pre-approval for the fiscal year 2020 audit services.
Madam Chair, I move that the Board of Directors approve the retention of KPMG for the audit services for FY 2020 in accordance with the fees outlined in KPMG's contract due to expire April 15th, 2021.
Is there a second?
Second.
A second by Director Henderson. Is there any discussion on that item? All right, hearing none and seeing none. We'll take the vote. All those in favor of approving the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes unanimously. With that, I think we are ready to come out of executive session.
We went in. Executive session.
I think we went in.
Oh, wait.
We were not in the executive session.
We're new business.
Oh, I was following the... Oh, sorry about that. I'm just reading the agenda and trying to flip back
getting
and forth.
Getting late.
Yeah. All right. With that, we were not in executive session. I think we're ready for director comments. And we just got out of a previous audit and finance meeting where we were deferring any director comments to the conclusion of this meeting. So I'm going to go. Let's see. We have Director Henderson and Director Parks on the phone. Let me go with the people that are on the audit. No, it's all director comments. Sorry, you guys. I'm going to have to get used to doing this telephonically. So, Director Parks, you want to go first? I'm going to go with the people on the phone first. Okay.
Sure. I guess from a comment standpoint, even though I'm not on the Audit and Finance Committee, I always do value sitting in on those and try everything possible to make sure I make them. I do appreciate how it's presented and really want to commend Sherry and her team of stepping up to the plate and really keeping the board informed. And with that, I just want to make sure to say I hope everybody stays safe and healthy.
Thank you, Director Parks. How about Director Henderson? I think you're next on the phone.
Okay, this is Jim. I find that, unfortunately, this is a demanding period, but in reality, it's one of the most interesting periods in all our life. Actually, I expect we'll never see an experience like this. I God hope not. But you know how calm this board meeting was in the midst of this horrendous amount of unknown. We are continuing to operate and function calmly and conscientiously, and making decisions, and making the best decision, and moderating them as we need to. So thank you for doing that. It's been, again, probably this is more fun for me today than the last several years. So thank you.
Thank you, Director Henderson. Next, we have Director Reeves on the video conference.
Sure. Thank you. I want first to say how much I appreciate the action of Director Chastain to respond to the country's efforts to mitigate the spread of the virus. And I think this was an extremely good move and well executed, and I appreciate that very much, Bettina. Second, I want to thank Sherry for a really meaty and substantive presentation on the integration, and I didn't really understand that that's what we were going to get when I saw the slide, and I really appreciated hearing about that, and it was very informative. And then third, I just want to second Stuart's comment that I want everyone to stay well. And speaking as a boomer, I don't like boomer remover.
Thank you, Director Reeves. Next, we'll go to Director Hollis, who's on the video conference.
Well, I'd like to say to Director Reeves, I agree with her because I'm also a boomer. There's a few others of us in the group. But I'm very impressed with how well this meeting went. I mean, Director Henderson said that it really is true, considering the circumstances and the fact that many of us are remote. The fact that the management team and the overall Tugatch team, I'm sure, has adapted to, you know, this rapidly changing environment that we have because of the virus situation. So I think that it's absolutely a tribute to the fact that this team, our board team, our management team, and I'm sure the Tugatch team as a whole is going to continue business as usual under different circumstances. So I think that says a lot about the team and the fact that we work well together, and I'm very appreciative of all the effort that's been put into it to get us here, and I'm sure we're going to continue to be efficient as we can and keep the business moving forward and in all the aspects that we need to. So thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Director Hollis. Director Crawford?
Well, I'm going to keep it fairly short. I just want to praise the staff for their being light on their feet and adapting to the situation. It's kind of like fancy footwork and dance steps. it's a tribute to how well this company is managed. You can take whatever comes in stride.
Thank you, Director Crawford. Director Morris?
Yeah, I will say, for those of you who weren't in the room, there was a complete Clorox wipe down of all the places on the board table and in the audience where people had sat. So following the protocols to the T as always. I think Chugach has always been a leader and leads in every place, including the response to this particular crisis. And I thank the board chair and vice chair for putting together the proposal that allows us to continue business, and to the team for being incredibly flexible and for showing up here and getting the business done. It's impressive to see. It's an honor to be part of it. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Lee, do you have any comments?
Well, I just want to congratulate Rachel. I think she did a fantastic meeting tonight, and it's not difficult. It is difficult when you've got so many people on the phone, and it's. I think she did a fantastic job with the meeting, and it's not easy, so thank you very much. I will say, you know, Sherry and her team did a fantastic job getting the audit done and with all the other things that we've got going on, so very much appreciated to her and her team. And I will say that beginning next Monday, we're going to start rotating the executive staff. And so you'll have four people on and four people working from home. And so we'll try to make that transparent to the board. So we are going to be available, but we're trying to limit the number of people within this facility. And that will trickle down into the organization. And there'll be some areas where you can't work from home. So we're going to try to separate people as much as we can within this building. We're going to have shift changes, or like in operations where you've got a big group of guys. You're going to have some start at 7, some start at 9. So try to get that separation where they're not talking together. So we're trying to do that across the organization and limit as much as we can and still operate the business. And I'll continue to send out notes as we progress, and this thing changes every day, so I'll keep everybody informed of what we're doing and how we're approaching it. Thank you.
Thank you, Lee. And I just want to say I appreciate your leadership, Lee, first and foremost, in being proactive and managing the building, managing the safety of all the employees and all the staff, being accommodating so that the board can continue to do their business, and the reactivity, the time that you take is, it's incredible with everything that's going on besides this crisis that, you know, we get hourly updates on. The response time that you and your team have is incredible. And I just want to thank you for all of those efforts. As I said in the audit and finance meeting, I want to thank Sherry and the team in finance for helping to get us through, having the tools in place and the foresight always to protect us for these really crazy times, and we have the tools and the ability to navigate these things. And you don't even assume you're ever going to need to use these tools, and they are there in place. And that's thanks to your risk management and your ability to manage through crisis times. So appreciation goes out to everyone, and we will continue to do whatever we need to do to protect the staff and the community and keep the lights on. So appreciate everyone's efforts and the board's efforts for being so accommodating. And we're all over the place. And, you know, this could be a long time period. Let's hope it's not. Let's hope it's a limited time period. But I think we have the tools in place to be able to make this work and to be able to manage the business. And thanks to the board for being willing to be accommodating. So appreciate everyone. And we will see you next week, and we'll put this to the test again on next Wednesday night. So thank you all. With that, I will take... Oh, okay. With that, I'll take a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. And all those in favor of adjourning, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. We are now adjourned. Thank you very much.